You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. It is now time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Our Best Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live from Jonesboro, calling the play-by-play, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe Shipman, and good evening, everyone, from Don Riggs Memorial Hurricane Gymnasium here on the campus of the Academies of Jonesboro High School. It is another edition of Mountain Home Bomber and Lady Bomber Basketball. As we will start with, as we normally do with the girls' portion of our doubleheaders, we welcome you into the Lady Bombers pregame show, and it is the start of a new season, so to speak, so in a way. It's actually the start of conference play. This is where it starts counting toward your postseason implications as Mountain Home is getting ready to take on the Lady Hurricane of Jonesboro in this first portion of our doubleheader. As, again, this is a conference opener for both teams tonight. Mountain Home coming to this game ranked actually fourth in the state in Class 5A in the first poll that was released this week by the Arkansas Sports Media. Lady Bombers currently 11-2 on the season, coming off a dominating win over Russellville this past Tuesday night, 52-25 over at the Hangar. The Mercer was actually invoked in that contest. As for this Jonesboro squad, right now they're actually 6-6, but don't let that record fool you. They have had a very, very tough schedule this year. Both Jonesboro teams actually have. And actually their last game was actually just about a week ago. Jonesboro was hosting the Natural State Hoop Fest here in this very gym. And ended up falling by 11 points that night to Bentonville. I was actually talking to the guy that broadcasts Jonesboro games for them. That is Bud Tropel, and he was telling me how it's been just this schedule has pretty much been brutal. Leading up to a conference play for the Lady Hurricane and for the Hurricane boys as well. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Jonesboro in this 5A East opener. That's coming up in just a moment. You're listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show. And excuse me if I cough a little bit more. I'm still trying to get over some stuff. So my apologies ahead of time. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for both teams. First off, for Mountain Home in their road blues. They'll be going with two seniors to start off. Emma Martin at 5'7". And also Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2". And three juniors to round it out. Kate Gilbert at 5'10". Also Aston Yates at 5'9". And Emily Payne at 5'6". Mount Home in their road blues, coached by Del Laird. Again, their record is 11-2. For Jonesboro in their home whites, coached by Jody Christenberry, with a record of 6-6. They'll be going with the starting lineup looking like this. It's going to be Kiana Hardaway at a 5'9 senior. Destiny Thomas, a 6-foot sophomore. In addition, Lakia Scott, a 6'1 junior. Ariana Hardaway, a five sophomore. And rounding out the starting lineup is, I believe it's going to be Destiny Salary, a 6-foot senior. Well, that's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Jonesboro coming up next. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.